Denali National Park officials began the scoping process last night for a new plan for how the park's one road ought to be used. Currently, the road has a limit of 10,500 trips a year, but visitor demand is projected to hit that limit within a couple of years. Already, park managers sometimes have to curtail their own staff's movements to stay within the limit. The process will lead to new contract terms for transportation providers to bid on. APRN's Steve Heimel reports.
Denali Park access is largely by bus, and there are several types of buses, package tours, and shuttles. They're all run by the same contractor, Aramark. That contract expires in 2012, and managers want to have their plan done in time for the new contract. Philip Hoogie, the assistant superintendent in charge of planning, says under the current contract, some of Aramark's spendy package tours subsidize the shuttle buses that pick up and drop off park visitors.
There's different pricing for different products, and the concessions contract that was let wrap those all up together into one big package to put together something that was economically feasible. In terms of if you had single products standing on their own, the shuttle would be not completely pay for itself, and the tour would potentially more than pay for itself. But as a whole, that's what was bid on, was the entirety of the transportation system.
Not only is visitor pressure on the increase, but the average age of Denali visitors has been rising, and ridership on the shuttles has been declining. But at certain times, the shuttle buses max out. So some visitors are hesitant to get off the bus because they fear the returning buses will be full. For good reason. Frequent park visitor Doug Welch says he's personally seen that situation.
I've been on buses where I saw people get passed by that were waving the bus down, and the bus driver just shrugging his shoulders saying, "I'm full, sorry."
At the Anchorage meeting, planners heard about nervous hikers having to wait by the road for as much as 4 hours watching full buses pass by. The EIS will use a lot of research information gathered over the past year. About 40 animals, including 20 grizzly bears, were radio-collared to see how they reacted to the current bus traffic, and the bus drivers logged all the locations of their wildlife sightings. This data will go into a computer model with the aim of determining whether the road can stand more traffic or perhaps traffic should be decreased. Eric Downey, a business consultant, says there are probably ways to market the Denali experience that would distribute the road load more efficiently, like starting the buses at the summertime's early crack of dawn, perhaps from the hotel area outside the park itself.
Serious wildlife enthusiasts, birders and such, they'll get up that early. And so if we can impart that energy and that vibrance of the morning hours, then we can do that, and that's part of the marketing solution.
The average age of Denali visitors is now 58. But planner Hoogie says that does not necessarily mean the park should plan for a more sedentary visitor experience in the future.
One has to remember right now with the baby boomers, a lot of them are, more healthy. The folks are bringing grandchildren to parks. So the how that looking just at the age can sometimes misrepresent what the needs are of those groups. And we're finding, for instance, that we're getting a lot more requests for people to engage in physical activities, hiking and stuff in the park. And that's one of the things that, we'll be looking at as part of this EIS process with the shuttle system.
The scoping hearings now move to the park area and Fairbanks. The Park Service has an active website for taking comments as well. Aramark had a labor dispute with its bus drivers this summer, and that was just settled about a week ago. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.